Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Chris White, and I'm here with Jan Drake Bakke tonight, and we're doing Tuesday night, Psychics Gone Wild. And let me go ahead and introduce Jan. She's a certified psychic, a professional dancer born into an environment of government investigation with a mystical path of extensive experience from the brevity of life and living in the moment to genuine true love and spiritual insight. Ask Jan about personal totems, being in the zone, and the intuitive abilities of finding missing persons. And you can find her at jandrake007 at hotmail.com. I love that email. I am Intuitive Chris White. I'm an empath. I work with the tarot, and then I listen to my guides and angels I look at my cards, I'm looking for a story, and then I listen to my guides and angels for what that story is, and then I talk with the person and try and figure out, you know, what it is they want, we try and help them. And my journey began actually with plants. I owned a yard maintenance and landscaping company for 30 years. When I started really delving into the spiritual realm, but actually when I was six, I had an out-of-body experience. That's where it really began. And so tonight, we're going to get the program started. So I'm going to pass it over to Jan and let her, she has a poem ready, and let her talk a little bit. And tonight we're doing the program on luck. This is the last program this month on luck, and we're going to see who's lucky tonight. So go ahead, Jan.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Sure.
This is our last luck night. And so I'm going to share a poem. And this poem is about a job that I worked in here in Las Vegas. I was a dancer. And my dad happened to work at the same casino at a different time than I did. And so it was kind of a very special casino for me to work in, since he had worked in it. And he really liked it there. And I had a really, really good show there. It was a beautiful show called Cabaret Circus. And it was the last show that he ever saw me do. So it's very special. So anyway, here it goes. The Lady Luck we both worked in and were able to survive life for a while there. Father and daughter, we were quite a pair. The Lady Luck was a hotel in Las Vegas that had a tent. My father and I both worked jobs there at different times to make our rent. We did walk, stand, and dance in that famous downtown casino. Life back then, for me, was always on the go. Luck be the lady were the words to a song, but that isn't this name we are talking about here. Those Lady Luck days were some of the most memorable. They were also very severe. It was the last time my dad stood up for me to clap, watching me perform. His death was imminent, so very near. He always had unconditional support for my career. That was his loving norm. I was a lady in luck when I uttered any step on a stage. Starting performing at such a young age, dancing was a lucky charm to me, as my dad clapped so happily. So anyway, that's what that one was. And
that was sweet.
That was, Thank you. Yeah,
I
wanted to do that one for him and bring up the Lady Luck Hotel, which they have since taken down. It's no longer in existence. So they do that to a hotel every several years. They take them down, and I forget what that's called when they blow them up. Yeah, they blow them up and just they go down.
That's every several years a new hotel. Okay. I didn't know they did that. That's wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it hasn't been a regular thing, like, you know, as a regular thing in the last 30 years. It's just really been in the last 10 years that they've been imploding, is what it's called. Imploding hotels, really, really old hotels, the oldest ones is what they do. They did the Stardust several years ago, and that was a very old hotel too, and that was a hotel close to my heart as well. So yeah, they do it. Yeah, but
I wonder if they do that. Jay, I wonder if it. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I was gonna go on to what dance was a good luck charm for me. But what were you gonna say?
I was just, when you said that, I was going, in Vegas, I wonder if they do that because they think it'll change the luck of the hotel or something. I don't know.
They're getting rid of the old and then putting in the new. They're always building new hotels. And right now the Strip is just jam-packed with new hotels. And so they take down the ones that are the oldest and, you know, not maybe the least moneymaker ones. So, yeah, and they're trying to always revamp the Strip and make it, you know, look new and fresh and all that stuff. And we've got all kinds of new stuff down there now. It's a completely different place than what I used to.
That's what I was going to say. They do it maybe for cosmetic purposes too.
Yes,
to make them look better. Like, yeah.
Yep.
But did you have anything else you want to share?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, you know, for like a good luck charm, dance has always been that for me. And it was especially later on in life when I was in my very early 20s is when I really, I danced as a child too, several years, but mostly in my 20s when I went to college. And it was like almost a survival mechanism for me because when I was a teenager, I had several things happen to me that were pretty intense tragedies. And dancing took me out of the mindset and the trauma that it created in my emotions and mind. And it put me in a whole other place. And it actually helped me survive life. And I've written a lot of poems about that, just that whole thing in itself, coming out of the ditch and going into dance, literally. And so dance has always been a good luck charm for me, and it's a great activity. It reduces stress, and this is stuff that I looked up, reduces stress, increases serotonin, and gives a sense of well-being. And most recent studies say that it wards off Alzheimer's and dementia, and it helps all cognitive activity in the brain. And statistics say that to reduce dementia, you could read, and 35% of that will help reduce dementia. Bicycling and swimming, 0%. Doing crossword puzzles, which my mom always did, 4 days a week, they say 47% helps reduce dementia. Golf, 0%, and my brother Stephen plays golf every day, but he doesn't have any form of dementia. Anyway, but they say dancing frequently has the greatest risk of any activity, cognitive and physical, to reduce the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. So dance is the high number there. And it helps the neural pathways in the brain. While you dance, dancing integrates several brain functions at once: kinesthetic, rational mind, musical, emotional, and increasing your neural connectivity. What it does is it makes many split-second decisions in your brain, which helps maintain the cognitive abilities in your brain. So that's what it does. So it's really, really good. And for me, it helped my self-esteem. That was the main thing. And it helped me. It gave me a life. It gave me an identity. And it helped me be in the moment. And not to get stuck in the past or in the future or worry about anything. When I dance, being in the moment was like being in the zone. That's what I call being in the zone. And it helped me to be able to channel and to use my body as a tool and for a creative and spiritual zone to be in. So anyway, that's basically what I wanted to say about that. Dance has just been a really, really good luck charm, and it's taken me all over the world and helped me see the world, because I got to work doing dancing and meet all kinds of people, and it kept my emotions okay and survivable. And so I can just thank dance forever and ever and ever.
Yeah. That fits right in with what I think anything that raises your vibrational frequency to a higher level, and where you can kind of get into that into the light and see more about what truth is, and bring that up, And so for me, dance. Yeah, dance, when you dance and you're moving your body, one thing it does too is it takes you out of your head and your thoughts, because a lot of times actually your thoughts are what create the frequencies that go down to your heart and then send out these electromagnetic waves around you and attract or repel things. But when you get into low frequency thoughts, you're kind of, you could say you're depressed, but
right.
When you dance and stuff, when you dance, your body pulls the frequency of your thoughts into this, like, it's almost like you aren't thinking, you're kind of moving into the energy of the moment, and you're becoming more one with everything around you. And that's excellent. You can do that bicycling, walking, listening to music. I myself like to listen to music because it pulls me into this rhythmic kind of space where I just, I can listen. I'll try and blank my mind and just feel the energy of the music and let it penetrate my being, and music will lift your vibrational frequencies and pull you into higher plane, where you get more in touch with you could say the matrix, the field, God, whatever you want to call it. And then you when you're up there, you aren't feeling people just, they let their thoughts run wild in their mind sometimes, and they just sit there and don't, if you sit there and don't do anything, it's like wild horses running crazy in your head, and it's chaotic. And wonder people, and then they go to the doctor and they take all kinds of drugs and come home, and then they really don't do anything because they're just, they're sitting there and they're that's always been an interesting thing to me. You go to the doctor, he gives you all these things that just make you want to lay around. So you lay around and just think more and more and more about this stuff. And the doctors are like, oh, I don't know why this stuff isn't working, whenever, if they would just go out and do something and fun. And, I like to watch comedies and comedies. I watched a comedy last night, sat here and laughed and laughed and laughed, and laughter just really pulls you up there. And you get out of those, thoughts of, oh my gosh, this, that, and the other, you're laughing. And so when you can take and pull your mind into a different space where you aren't, looking for what's wrong in your life, and you're getting into the moment and feeling the, you know, just feeling the moment, and it's a higher vibrating frequency, then that's when you go into actually increasing your luck. That's what we're talking about. That's what I would define as luck. When you can move, when you have something you can do that will increase that vibrational frequency, you will actually attract more positive things to yourself. And I have even have some friends that go to the casinos, and they will go to the slot machines and kind of send energy at them. and they can actually feel certain slot machines that, you know, and feel the, and I won't go into explaining, but they can walk around and kind of scan machines, and then they send energy at the machine when they're playing it, and they get it raises a level of them hitting and getting, and they make money. And so that has been a very interesting thing talking with them about doing that. So I was talking with this one person recently, and he was going, yeah, they got this one machine where you can stand in front of it and you wave your hand in front of it, and you know your body's putting off this electromagnetic field. You wave your hand in front of it and it shakes these trees in the machine, and the apples fall off, you know, and the more apples that fall off, the more money you get. So, you know, at any rate, they're
that's
making
right,
money,
though.
You know, doing it. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, so we're going to try that here in Tampa at some point. So at any rate, let me go
that's
into
that's a great explanation, what you just said, though. I'm sorry. That was a great explanation, what you just said about the dance and going into the higher realms. That's exactly it. That was perfect.
Exactly. That's what I try and do. I do what, you know, if you go to a psychologist, he's going to try and, they call it reframing in psychology. But he's going to, you know, they're going to try, what they're going to try and do is, say something to you to change your perspective on something, and then when you have that different perspective, you start to feel better. But you can also do things like just getting into a rhythm with the energy around you and in training with it, and becoming one with the with everything, you know, and you'll just go up there. You'll go up there and you'll see things. So let me do a little bit of advertising here. Okay. Everybody go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. And tonight we're going to do some mini readings. But if mini readings, we can give you some information. But really, if you go there and you can get a 30-minute reading or an hour, spend an hour talking with someone, you can, you have a lot more time for to pull out the information and get a lot more help, I want to say. That's why we're here, really, is to help people move out of that, in, you know, that kind of chaos they're in, into a higher vibrating frequency and find peace and find happiness. And I think that's what life's about. Finding happiness, finding God, finding love. So, at any rate, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, or you can go to www.jethrosmith.net, and that's where Blue Moon Treasures is, and get look at the stones they have there, and they have the different things for sale, and that will also, that's another interesting thing. You know, they've talked about on other programs. We may have even talked about that some too, about how everything around us really, when energy gets around stones or different things, they emanate this energy and they will shift the direction of the energy and stuff. And different stones indeed will attract different energies to you. You can become, you'll have, it'll raise the odds of you being able to, you know, track certain things to yourself. And so that's go there to www.psychicsgonewild to get a reading. Go to, and I'm not sure if the Blue Moon Treasures site is up yet or not, but you can go to www.jethrosmith.net. That's where they have some of the things for sale. So at any rate, do you want to go ahead and take a caller?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Let me take this caller here. 786. 786, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Chris. Hi, Jen. How are you
guys? Hi. Good.
Hi, who are we talking
to? This is Samantha.
Who are we talking to? Hey, Samantha.
Hi, neighbor.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
Okay. Samantha, do you have a question or do you...
Yes, I do. I'm not currently in a relationship, and I wanted to see if you guys see, like, a really good, solid person coming into my life. I mean, I don't have a time frame. I was just wondering if you see, you know, some really good masculine energy coming my way.
Okay, Jan, do you want to go with that first?
Sure.
Okay.
So, Samantha, I am seeing this, like, little animal that's in, like, it's not a badger, but it's a, what is it? It's one of those little animals in the hole in the ground. It's,
A wolverine?
No, not a wolverine. It's a smaller one. It could be a badger. I don't know if those go in the ground. But and then it turns into a what they have in Florida, and I had those growing up too.
Ferret? No, not a ferret. I don't know.
A groundhog?
Not a ferret. A groundhog. There we go.
Okay. Does he come out and tell us when spring's here, or is that what? Okay, go ahead.
He does. He tells us something, yeah. About timing. Something about something like that, yeah. Perfect. So, let's see. Groundhogs, you're about to investigate a new study that will require intensive effort on your part, but it will be well worth it. Pay close attention to your dreams at this time and see if you can discern their meaning. And you're going through kind of like a cycle of death and rebirth type thing, and you're going to emerge with a new sense of self. So, and you may experiment with altered states of consciousness, and you may find these experiences becoming more intense and stronger. Communicate your boundaries and limits clearly and straightforwardly. Let's see. I don't know if you do lucid dreaming, but this is an animal that is showing that this is possible, that you could be doing lucid dreaming. And also, you have been interested in studying and learning as much about death and dying, the process about it, not in a morbid way. And your cycle of energy is naturally the strongest in the spring and the summer. So let me just relax here for a second and see if I can see this guy coming in. But the groundhog is just giving you ideas of why it's around you. And so if any of that helps you in any way, that'll be good, because it sounds like it's a time of rebirth for you, which whenever there's a time of rebirth and a new cycle, then that is going to help with all kinds of, you know, everything that you do in your life, work, you know, relationships, communication, and everything, you know what I mean? So do you feel this sense of rebirthing it in any way, or?
Yes.
Developing a new sense of self.
Yes, definitely. I've been wanting to change a lot. I recently just got a job. I mean, it's not really what I want. It's a part-time retail job, but I'm just taking it until I get that position that I really love and that I know that I can use all of my skills and trying to focus on myself and really make myself better, make myself happier. So when the guy does come, things will be on a really steady ground. So
that
I
is
definitely
so
understand.
Wise. That's really wise to do that. That's so smart to do that.
Yes.
So cool. I'm going to just let, I sort of see a guy coming in. I do. I see someone coming in, but I can't tell when. But I'm going to hand it over to Chris, and I'm going to look at that a little more.
Okay, thank
you.
Yeah,
I see a guy coming in for you, Samantha. And let me tell you the cards I pulled. But first, let me tell you what I when you first said the ground, when the ground card came in, my guide gave me that. They flashed that, you know, Groundhog Day movie at me. And
they did?
Yeah, I remember Bill Murray did that, and that really ties in with what you were talking about you know, death and rebirth, death and rebirth, death and rebirth, because he kept, you know, until you finally get, you know, Bill Murray, until he finally got, you know, together with her, you know, it kind of was like a death, rebirth type situation that was going on there. But that's what my guides originally showed me. But let me tell you the cards I got. The top card I got was Choose Wisely, which is five hands going out, and there's two birds flying off together into the sun. And so that right there tells me that, yes, someone's coming in. The past card I got was the base chakra. The firm foundation was a present card, and the full fulfillment of wishes was the last card. So what I'm seeing here is that, yes, the top one, the Choose Wisely, yes, you're going to get someone come in, and it looks like there may even be more, maybe one or two, and you need to choose wisely when they come in, and you. And then it looks like, you know, you're a strong woman. You have the base chakra tells me you're strong. You have a firm foundation, and you'll be able to get that fulfillment of your wishes because of that. And all of this really is sitting on top of the fertility card, which is a really sweet card. Because it's like this woman holding her hands together and these halos around her, and she's giving birth. And in the middle of, right above her hands, is her heart chakra, a real green circle. So it looks like you're getting ready to give birth to a new relationship and maybe have some fun doing it.
That's the best way.
Yeah. It looks, fertility. So anyway, I see someone come into your life. I actually am seeing several people coming, and you're going to have a choice. And that's what I'm seeing with this reading. So does that resonate with you, Samantha? Or?
Yes, it actually does. There's this new person that I've met recently and someone I know from my past, but I don't want either one of them, so that's not a possibility. So more better, newer people coming in will be great.
Yes. There you go. See, you're gonna have a choice. Which one is the funnest? Which one can I go and do whatever? and have the most fun with. Good night. Okay. So, anyway, have we answered your question, Samantha?
Yes, you have. Thank you. And thank you.
Okay,
for
okay.
As well.
Thanks, Samantha.
Okay.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, so let's see. Want to take another one here. Let's take 702.
702.
702, are you there? 702. Okay, they must have walked away
not
from the phone.
So, that's my negative cactus. That's our area code.
Really? Okay. Hello. We're gonna try another one. 207. 207, are you there?
Hi there.
Hi.
I love to dance too.
Wait, could you give us your name?
My name is Cindy.
Okay, Cindy. Yes, a dancer. We're getting some dancers tonight, Jan. Sweet. Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Life
I can
is a dance
with that.
Yeah. Did you have a question or?
Well, I'm looking for a relationship as well, actually.
Oh,
the old boyfriend
okay.
is trying to sneak back in, and I'm thinking, no. Doesn't feel right.
Yes, listen to your heart, your intuition. Good job. And if it doesn't feel well, then it probably is not going to be well. So,
right.
Jan, do you want to take that? Jan, are you there? Oh, I couldn't have lost Jan. No, wait a minute.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Jan. Yeah.
Am I in there now? Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay, were you listening?
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Okay.
I got
go
it.
Ahead. Go ahead.
It was a green. It looks like a green bird, you know. And I think it's a canary. So, you danced. Where did you dance? Or you danced? You're a dancer.
Well, I go to dances and dance.
Cool. That's wonderful.
I just went dancing last Friday and had a blast.
Oh, really? Good for you.
Oh, these people were playing like Michael Jackson type of music and the Bee Gees.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I love that music.
I love I like Michael Jackson. Go ahead.
Me too. It's one of my favorites. So anyway, canary. I'm seeing a green canary. And so the green color is what I'm seeing very brightly too.
Mm-hmm.
Which green, and green goes with the heart, usually, you know, matters of the heart or the heart. And whatever has gone before, let it all go and greet the morning sun with a spirited welcome and a renewed sense of hope and purpose. You're now discovering the power of your own voice and how influential and effective it is in speaking and or singing. You need more fresh air and sunlight for your health and vitality, and but dancing's really good too. And the emotional and spiritual atmosphere you surround yourself with will greatly influence your mood and state of well-being. Experiment with varied uses of sound for healing, both as a receiver and as a healer. And what you say and how you say it will have considerable impact on others, depending on whether you say it with love and compassion or in any other way, you know. And I mean, that's so true. It's
mm-hmm.
so true how whatever we say, you know, does make an effect on everything, I think. And if you have any discomfort or blockages in your throat chakra, this is the time to call in the canary to help with that. And and to just use your voice in the best ways possible, which could be in singing. I don't know if you sing too, but they're talking about singing and communication for you with the canary.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably musically gifted, and since you dance, to me, music and dance are almost one and the same, and so they go hand in hand. And that's a really good balance for you to keep doing that. And so that's just basically what they're saying here with the canary, and I'm just trying to get a feel for you with, did you say it looking for a new relationship, basically.
Right, and everything you've said is true.
Oh, good.
So far, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And I just, right now I'm seeing this canary sitting alone in a, in like branches of a tree right now, and just kind of being really okay for now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not seeing too much movement right now, you know, as far as like the relationship, but it would take maybe a lot while for me to pick it up. So I'm just going to hand it over to Chris and see what he is seeing.
Okay.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Are you, do you feel like you have any spiritual gifts or strengths? Or?
Oh, yes. I do.
Yeah, okay.
I use my intuition to tell me things, and I can pick up on things, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, great, because the top card I pulled was a spiritual strength card, and I usually pull that on people that are gifted. And this card's telling me that, yes, you are gifted, and it's a spiritual card, which means that you're very gifted. So if you have, you know, I'm not sure how much you've explored, you know, all your gifts and stuff, but I think that you could kind of expand those gifts to help you. But the three cards I pulled in the middle was the solar plexus chakra, and the authority card in the present, and then the harmony card on the middle, which is a guy with a woman, and they're kind of holding hands. And the first card was a chakra card, but the last two are the major arcana cards. So those are, you have three real strong energy cards here at the top with the spiritual strength and the authority card and the harmony card. And solar plexus chakra card is telling me that you're creative and that you can come up, you know, you can indeed, you know, kind of find ways to you know, you're in your mind, you're looking for ways to kind of feel the situation out and manifest that. That's what I was looking for. And and you can take authority over things and you can take authority over that, you know, and manifest and bring this harmony into your life. Now, the bottom card I pulled was another spiritual card, but it was the waiting game card. So I'm not seeing this come in right away. You may have to wait a little bit. So,
mm-hmm.
But my guides are telling me, you know, but, you know, 6 months or something like that, maybe. But it might not happen right away, but, you know, that would give you a chance to explore your spiritual strength and develop those abilities inside yourself to kind of, you know, and prepare for that. I don't know if that's the right word, but does that resonate with you at all? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I can feel someone coming in.
Yes,
oh,
I think someone's coming. I think someone's coming. My guides are telling me there's someone coming. Might not be real fast, but I think because I pulled the spiritual strength card, the guys want to work with you a little bit and kind of, you know, and prepare you, you know, intuitively to be able to, you know, kind of, you know, be in your spiritual selves when you meet this person, so you'll know for sure he's the right person. And that's what I got. So, okay.
Well, that's pretty much, yeah,
yeah.
That sounds okay. Really good.
Okay.
Good luck, Cindy.
Okay.
I hope you call us back and let
oh,
us know.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we're getting some love, the love channel here tonight.
Uh-huh.
And, okay. Let's take one more. Let's see. Let me go to 832.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're kind of. You sounds kind of like you're in an echo chamber.
Can you guys hear me?
Just barely.
We can just barely.
Well, probably because I have my Wi-Fi on. I'm in my restroom. I'm just looking for a general rating. Did you guys get that? Just a general rating.
Okay, what's your name?
Okay.
Prince, that's P-R-I-N-C-E. The name's Prince.
Oh, Prince?
Okay.
Hi, Prince.
Yeah,
hey, Prince.
What's your name?
Yeah.
How you guys doing? Yeah, I was just looking for a general rating.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how to feel about certain situations in my There's a certain situation in my life, and I'd rather not speak on it right now because I don't have time. I don't know how to feel about it, so I was wondering if you guys can give me a general reading, and through that reading, maybe you can help me fill in some gaps.
Okay. I'm seeing a really different animal right now, and it's just really interesting, and it's the rhinoceros. So I don't see that too often, but let's just go right there. And it was in a place of it's really foggy right now, so it needs to get. I feel like this rhinoceros needs to come out of this fog or something, and I don't know if that's representative of what you're going through, but I could just barely see it, but it's definitely that. And so I hope everything's okay, and you just remember just to hang in there, you know what I mean? Please just hang in there, and things usually do change. They usually do pass in time and stuff. But anyway, the rhinoceros says, experiment with doing things on your own, and such as maybe even going out to eat or to a movie, just to get out, basically. And do whatever you need to do to quiet your mind, such as setting aside some peaceful, relaxing time for yourself every day or whenever you can. And at this time, be particularly discriminating in your choices and don't make any major decisions without having gathered as much intuitive and intellectual information as possible, which you're doing right now, which is really good. That's what you're doing. Do whatever you can to stay clear of any conflict or trouble of any kind, and instead seek peace, harmony, and even if you need to retreat to find that peace and harmony. And rather than rushing ahead in the pursuit of your spiritual ideals, take one step at a time and be patient and persevering, staying present in the process rather than aiming for the goal. So, gosh, that is just such good advice. And I just really did see kind of a fog here for you. So it feels like to me that it's a good idea to just take some time out and relax and maybe do some meditation. And if you feel like it, go to a movie once in a while just to get out. And but also stay clear of conflict. If there is conflict going on that may have happened to you, try to stay clear of it. And instead of pouncing on it for, you know, like instead of, what am I trying to say? Maybe take a step back and just look at it and look at it for a little while before pursuing the going in and figuring, attacking it. I'm not, the word attack is not the word I wanted to say, but anyway, And don't rush any of it. Just take your time, you know what I mean? And just know that whatever's going on, that things usually will pass in time. And if you take a step back and just look at it and try to meditate on it a little bit. So I hope that helps in any way. I hope I've touched upon anything there for you. And so I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Chris and see what he's feeling about this.
Yeah, I saw that kind of fogginess a little bit. As a matter of fact, I pulled the throat chakra for the past, but I pulled the shadow card for the present, and then I pulled the trapped in fear card for the future and the power card. And my guides are talking to me, and they're saying that, yes, you need to kind of kick back and try and find your power, is what they were saying to me. And that's kind of tied with this probably anxiety, I would say. The Trapped in Fear card is just, you know, you're feeling kind of an off balance, you know, uncomfortableness of, about your situation. And it's because of the fogginess of it. And possibly some you've had some shadow experiences in the past that are causing that fogginess. And but it's sitting on top of the Power card. So there's some power there for you, but you need Jan. I want to ride Jan's coattails on the reading, but you need to kick back and do some just, you know, find that power, do some meditation, you know, go for some walks, try to find your zone, your groove, and get into that. And I think things will turn around. But I'm sensing things are a little bit off balance for you right now. Am I correct? Are you there, Prince? Okay, Prince has fallen off the radar. We couldn't finish that. Okay. That wasn't me either. That's he's either Blog Talk or he hung up.
Okay,
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and play a song right now, and we're getting close to the end of the show. We got 13 minutes left, but I'm going to play Hearts Beat Together, and don't forget to go to www.psychicsgonewild and pick one of us for a longer, for a half hour, hour reading. We can give you more information, and go to www.jethrosmith.net, see Blue Moon Treasures and the stuff he has for sale there. And I'm going to go ahead and play a song by Gary Wimmer, one of our Psychics Gone Wild hosts here, and Hearts Beat Together. We'll be back in a minute. Good song, Gary. And
love that song.
Yeah. So let's take a couple more calls before we get off the air here. And I would just like to say after that last call that we do manifest a lot ourselves. And if you want something, start thinking about it. Just start thinking about it and get, you know, and you'll find yourself starting to be passionate about it. I mean, if you're looking for love, if you're looking for a wild and crazy sexual experience or tantra or whatever you want, just start thinking about that and it will happen for you and you will manifest it. Okay, so I'm going to get... I'm going to come out of my box a little bit, get a little more sexy on the program, but at any rate, let's pull up 360 and see who we have here. 360, are you there?
Hello, this is Lori calling.
Hey, Laura.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm kind of wondering. I had to. I'm in the process of suing this kid that kind of wrecked my car. He's a mobile mechanic, you know. And he did all this damage to my car and just like took parts from it and put the wrong bolts back on and. Just all this stuff, like, and then I went and had an estimate and a safety check on it, and I had to get, like, he didn't even hook up the parking module, so the car wouldn't even stay in park when I put it in park, you know? Really bad and kind of dangerous, and it ripped all the ball bearings, and so tomorrow is mediation at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the court date is on the 9th. Of April, and so I'm wondering if you have any insight on how these things are going to work out. And then also the car that I got to replace the damaged, dangerous car is now also having issues with the steering, and so I'm really worried about that.
Wow.
Yeah, a mess. Let's
see.
Hmm.
Well, shall I go ahead and go, Chris?
Yeah, we probably need to. We got 6 minutes left, so we'll have to.
Okay, I'll be really quick. Quick with it.
Go with this.
Yeah. Laura, I just see a frog for you right away, and if you hear a frog during the daytime, it will rain very soon. Do a physical cleanse to detoxify your body right now. That's what the frog says when it comes in. Do an emotional cleanse by letting yourself really feel your emotions and cry as much as you need to in order to clear and release any emotional toxicity. Because it sounds like this whole situation is potentially really toxic for you, or it could be, because I'm sorry to hear about all this. But anyway, I think you're going to get through it too. Singing and chanting out loud will help you feel more balanced and at peace, and then you will be entering into a time of plenty and abundance. So this is, the frog is transformation. The amphibian, it's a transformational animal. That means you're going to go from one type of thing and move in from an old life and move into a new life. So this whole thing could just be all part of that whole transformational process that you're going through. And it's all going to come out good, I think. And so basically I'm just going to just leave it at that and let Chris take over.
Yeah, Laura, I pulled the on top, I pulled the Stand Your Ground card. So, and then in the middle, I pulled the partnerships and alliances. Do you have someone that's going with you, a lawyer or any someone that's going to be helping you? Really, it's just you by yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I am seeing that with my cards. I pulled the material, but I did. I pulled the material harvest card, so it looks like that you're gonna, you're gonna achieve some success with getting that repaired, and then. But you know, the last card is I pulled a mental conflict, so that fits right in with what you're going through. And then I pulled the rest and rejuvenate card. My guides are just kind of, they're showing that to me to say, calm, be calm, kind of go into it with just having faith and stand your ground with this. And you can get that guided to help repair the thing. I don't want to go into specifics, but Laura, I had a friend just recently, and he took his car up to this place, and he just took it in because it was just burning the fuel a little bit rich, and he got it back, and it sounded like it's about to fly apart. And they just did a bunch of things to the engine to mess it up, because they wanted to buy the car from him. So it's I feel what you're going through, and he had a nice classic car. They wanted that thing, so they messed it up, and they told him, they said, "Oh, your engine's getting ready to blow up. You need to sell it," And so after it took him 3 weeks. So he went through some mental conflict with that, but eventually we did find someone, and we got. Fortunately, it did not cost him. He did not have to go and have an episode with the guy, but he did not choose to. He could have probably gone back and sued him, but at any rate, I'm seeing that you'll come through this. There's going to be a little conflict, but if you stand your ground and you go in there and keep yourself together, then you should be able to come out of it, and get him to do make things right. And did you lose a lot of money on it? Is that
like around $760?
Yeah.
And my car, and then the cars, I got one estimate like $1,500 just to fix all what he wrecked on my car. All the damage
so you
did
wanna,
to it.
You want to recover that to get it fixed? Okay. Well, what I'm seeing is that's going to happen. But it'll be a little bit bumpy going through that, but I'm seeing it happen.
And then do you see anything on that other car? I'm bringing it to the dealership on Thursday evening. They're going to keep it overnight because it makes this noise in the steering, like it might be the steering pump or something. It makes the noise. It only makes it like in the morning when I first started up.
I'm seeing they're going to take care of that. I'm going to pull that from my guides because we need to go. They're going to kick us off here in a minute. I'm seeing that come through, Laura. And I'm sorry we're having
okay
to jump off here. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care, Laura.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay, Jan. If you want to reach Jan Drake 007 at hotmail.com, if you want to reach me, intuitivechriswhite at gmail.com, and we're getting ready to go out, so I'm going to just put on the wild one here. I like that song, and we will see you next week.
Have a great week, everybody. Thanks, Lori, in the chat room.
And